guys, and welcome to the Happy Hour podcast. This is episode 4 of the discussion regarding the 3-Day Road, a book which I am reading currently and which is very interesting. And let's begin. So some interesting quotes which I wrote in chapter 14 and 15 were like, one of them was, I know that it is much more than medicine, much more. So my response to this is like, this quote shows that Xavier is coming to terms with the fact that Eliha is not the same as the brother he once knew. Ever since they have come the battlefield, Eliha has started to slowly change. At first, it wasn't as noticeable, but slowly Eliha's morphine addiction grew and grew. Xavier is having a tough time dealing with this situation because Eliha is like a brother to him. All of their life, Xavier and Eliha have been at each other's side through the good times, like hunting in the woods, or the bad times, like their stay at the residential school. The one thing that has never changed through their lives is their connection with each other. It is really tough to see someone who cares so much about go down a path that you know will lead them to pain. Xavier realizes now that the morphine is starting to take over Eliha's life. Eliha uses the morphine as an you can say kind of escape for all the pain and horror of the situation he is in right now. No matter how tough a soldier you are, living in those conditions day and night will have a impact on your life, surely. The one thing that is keeping Xavier going in his desire to protect Eliha. That is why after Eliha dies, Xavier starts take the morphine himself. Now that Eliha is gone, there is no reason for Xavier to deal with all the pain himself. And another interesting quote which I wrote is, in this world of hardship, we must grasp the moments that are offered to us. So basically, this quote is from chapter 16, and it really gives me a great idea of what Niska is really like. She lives a tough life, living in the wilderness mostly alone. For many years, she has had to rely on just her own abilities to keep her alive in the hard times. So when the trapper came along and offered her some company, I think she really did seize the chance for a little happiness. Like Niska says to herself, she feels a sense of warmth and happiness whenever she is with the trapper. This want for companionship is why she really starts to care about him so deeply. If he wasn't around, then her interaction with other people would be very minimal. This quote actually also gives us a great view into Niska's personality. She is a very practical person. She doesn't worry too much about anything but herself. So when she decided to go to Moo's factory to find the trapper, that is when trouble starts brewing. From the moment she enters the town, all the people seem to avoid her like the plague. I think people don't like the idea of a native having an intimate relationship with a white man. Based on my reading, according to my opinion, it seems like Niska doesn't really like these home guard Indians. She's especially critical of her people's ability to gossip. Once she actually meets her trapper, things seem to get better, but she was wrong. The trapper, I think, has grown bored of her and doesn't really want her around anymore. That is why he tries to purge her inside the church. After these events unfold, we get a true picture of what Niska's Wendigo powers really are. In her time of distress, she calls upon the animal spirits to get rid of her problem. It seems to work because later she learns that her trapper has committed suicide. Niska has undergone some amazing circumstances that have shaped the way she is today. So, when I read further, I already knew this was going to happen, like from chapter 9th or 10th. So I made a very important observation, was like Xavier had starting to get very jealous of Eliha. This really heightens the rivalry that is going on between Xavier and Eliha. So Eliha is once again receiving all the credit for everything while Xavier is left on the side. Xavier is really starting to get ticked off about this and is really hoping for some recognition of his own. Xavier is actually getting anger towards Eliha, even though it's not really his fault that people credit him. At first, Xavier didn't really care about getting approval from his fellow soldiers, but now he does. I think this is because he has come to terms with the idea of being in the war. Even if he doesn't want to kill anyone, he realizes now that he little choice in the matter. Now that he has found his place here, he would like people to show some support for him as well. The situation with the horses really helps to give more knowledge about what type of person Xavier is. Like his aunt, he is the type of person that takes action. When he sees the horses, he knows exactly what to do. Meanwhile, Eliha starts to panic and goes to find someone to help deal with the situation. Xavier knows there is nothing that can be done, so he decides to euthanize those horses. When Breach and the Colonel show up, we get to see exactly how the officer feels about Xavier. It is quite obvious that Breach doesn't really like Xavier, especially when he says that Xavier will never be an officer. This means that he dislikes Xavier so much that he doesn't want him on the same level as himself. So, another important quote which I found very interesting was from chapter 19, which goes like, letting a strange spark of warmth accumulate deep in his gut each time that he does it. So basically, this quote gives us the first clear signs that Eliha is going Wendigo. He has moved on from just killing people to enjoying seeing their dead bodies as he buries them. As the days go by, he is becoming more and more distant and strange. Xavier realizes that he is going on, but I don't think he wants to deal with it. Eliha is practically his brother. Xavier doesn't want harm coming to Eliha. Eliha has also become fully dependent on the morphine. We learn that he has given up trying to fight the morphine. He just takes it regularly now, without hesitation. The way Xavier describes it, it seems that Eliha really does like being around dead people. He describes it as a warmth that is coming from Eliha. In this chapter, we also learn more about Xavier and Eliha's relationship. Xavier has become Eliha's listener. What this basically tells me is that Eliha is telling Xavier about all the killing he has done. These stores are further proof that Elijah is becoming a Wendigo. He is treating the killing like a proud achievement. I think Xavier is also the listener because other soldiers don't want to know about all the horrible things Elijah is doing. Also, for the first time, Xavier has become somewhat dependent on Elijah. He has some of his hearing lost, so he relies on Elijah to watch out for him. I don't think Xavier likes this situation at all. He has always been the guardian of Elijah, and now the situation has been reversed somewhat.